Civil society organizations have urged government and the Ghana Water Company Limited not to deprive Ghanaians of access to potable water because of its intention to install prepaid meters in homes. Speaking on a current affairs program behind the news, the country coordinator of ISODEC, Dr. Steve Matiao, said the prepaid metering elsewhere has faced a lot of challenges and therefore its introduction will bring problems to Ghanaians. He spoke to Agatha Samoa.
We do recognize and appreciate the challenges that the Ghana Water Company faces currently. This is not a new problem. Somewhere in the run-up to the millennium, various studies were conducted involving the government of Ghana and the World Bank, which identified lack of investment as the major challenge facing Ghana Water Company. And therefore, it requires and beholds on government to provide the needed investment. This thing about prepaid meter, for us, is worrying because it amounts to treating water as a pair of jeans or shoes or any commercial commodity. But water is indeed a fundamental item that is required for the sustenance of life. And that is why we find the proposal unacceptable. It is also important for me to draw attention to the fact that prepaid metering was introduced in the UK, but today it is abolished. It was introduced, and as a result of that, there was a rise in dysentery and cholera in the Birmingham area of the UK.
The Ghana Water Company, we know, has an issue with wastage and saying this prepaid meter system will help. But how do you propose the company deal with that problem of wastage?
You see, when you're talking about wastage, it is not about just default. And even that, if you were talking about those who default in the payment of their bills, it is not the ordinary consumer. It is the state institutions who owe the water company more. Beyond that, I think we need to recognize what the actual problem facing Ghana Water Company is. The system has not been overhauled for more than half a century. This requires massive injection of investment capital. You don't do this out of tariffs, and that is why we pay taxes to the state. We pay taxes so that the state will provide us access to essential social services such as health, education, and water.
In effect, you are saying that this proposal of a prepaid metering system will not help deal with the 47% wastage of water.
Yes, it will bring us back to the streets, but it will revive the anti-water privatization campaign and will push to ensure that every citizen in this country has access to water.
Country Director for ISODEC, Dr. Steve Mantiao, talking to Agatha Samoa.